This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And you can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question, 877-726-8255. That's our number. And you can participate. You can call us with questions related to medicine and nutrition. We've got lots of stuff to talk about this weekend. We invite you to call us and participate. We'll share with you the latest information on health and medicine, supplements, diet. We've got some great stories to share with you this weekend. 877-726-TALK is the number for calling us. And this week we had in our newsletter an article about natural therapies for osteoarthritis. And I teed off that story by sharing with listeners the results of an alarming study which suggests that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, drugs like Motrin, ibuprofen, and Aleve, and Celebrex, both prescription and non-prescription anti-inflammatory drugs, within just 7 days of regular use, they can increase the risk of heart attack and stroke by a whopping 50%. And so it behooves us to look at natural alternatives. In that article, I talked about a variety of natural alternatives, including sulforaphane, which is a derivative of the cruciferous vegetables, SAMe, chondroitin. There's an excellent study on chondroitin showing that it went toe-to-toe with Celebrex and was equally effective as a commonly prescribed prescription medication. And a new kid on the block, cyplexanol, brand name Ostanol, which has also been shown in studies to be beneficial, sometimes when teamed with boswellin, another great anti-inflammatory. And, of course, there's fish oil and there's niacinamide, and you can read that article at drhoffman.com. I won't belabor it because it's there for you to read. And if you'd subscribed to our newsletter, you would have gotten it in your inbox. But an astute listener wrote me this. Peggy writes, I didn't see anything in this article that mentioned turmeric for joint pain and back pain. It can make a lot of sense to avoid all these medications, i.e. Advil, ibuprofen, etc., that could lead to serious side effects, and try a proven anti-inflammatory spice such as turmeric, which has been used for thousands of years. Please pass this important health info on to your readers. And okay, you nailed me, because that article is not complete without a mention of curcumin, a derivative of the common kitchen spice turmeric, which has literally been used for thousands of years. It is available as a wonderful product, which is turmeric paste, which you can add to milk. That's the way they drink it in India. Or you can add it, that's my favorite way of having it, is with warm coconut milk. It's delicious as a beverage. But you can also get standardized turmeric. The issue with turmeric, of course, is its bioavailability. Does it penetrate? Does it enter the bloodstream? Does it go to the joints where it needs to work? But newer formulations such as Meriva, M-E-R-I-V-A, that's one of the formulations that I use for my patients, and you can find it at our store at drhoffman.com. That is a bioavailable form of turmeric. It's even available in a slow-release form that works throughout the day. And So let me just run through some of the proven benefits of turmeric versus arthritis. A review study demonstrates that curcuminoids in turmeric reduce C-reactive protein. That's an important marker of inflammation. And a recent study suggests that specialized forms of curcumin can inhibit inflammation in the synovial fluid that lubricates the joints. That would make it applicable to knee and shoulder and hip pain. Turmeric contains 94% curcuminoids, and that can be found to be more potent in reducing inflammation and pain than less potent extracts. The anti-arthritic effect is not limited to the curcuminoids. There are also other compounds that are helpful. Turmeric has proven to be superior to ginger and the prescription painkiller indomethacin in terms of anti-inflammatory and antioxidant activity. So there are many studies that look at turmeric alone, that look at turmeric in combination with glucosamine chondroitin, which is a great combo. Studies that compare turmeric to commonly prescribed non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. There's even studies that suggest that turmeric not only relieves pain, but it reduces the risk of joint destruction, and it protects the synovial membrane from degradation. You know, we talk about bone on bone when people need a knee replacement. Well, you can slow progression to bone on bone by preserving the collagen that's present in your synovial membrane by using turmeric. My favorite brand for arthritis, Mariva. You can get it at drhoffman.com. And so, Peggy, tip of the hat to you for pointing that out, that we were remiss in not mentioning turmeric in our article on osteoarthritis. And another one that we didn't mention, worth mentioning, is undenatured collagen type 2, or UC2. It's usually UC Roman numeral 2, like two eyes. And that is helpful in rheumatoid arthritis, but recently was shown to be also helpful in osteoarthritis. It's something that works by tricking the immune system into becoming tolerant to the connective tissue that's attacked by an autoimmune reaction. The body goes after the proteins that are present in the joints and creates a great deal of inflammation and destruction. Undenatured collagen type 2 is helpful at decoying the immune system away from attacking the collagen that's in your joints. So there are a variety of things that can be helpful. And, you know, I think it's important to note that you can get relatively quick relief by taking Advil, Motrin. The relief is real and substantial. But over time, the negative consequences of taking these medications, I'm not even talking about the gastrointestinal problems, the potential for ulcers and gastrointestinal bleeding that occur over time, outweigh the benefits. And at the end of a period of time, many of these studies done over 60 or 90 days, patients have equal benefits from the natural therapies. They don't work as fast. They may take a few days to kick in. But ultimately, their pain relief is equivalent or better than that achieved with commonly prescribed medications. So there you have it. There are some additional things in our arsenal against osteoarthritis pain. All right, you can call us, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know, I get a lot of questions about breast thermography as an alternative to mammograms. A lot of women are loath to get mammograms. They're concerned about the radiation, they're concerned about the inaccuracy of mammograms, and they're wondering if breast thermography is a preferable technique. There's a great article in the Natural Medicine Journal by a naturopathic physician, and it turns out that thermography has been around for around 50 years. Legally, mammograms are the only U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved standalone diagnostic tool for screening use in the general population. So if you're If you go in for just a thermogram instead of a mammogram, you are definitely going off the ranch in terms of conventional therapy. And I don't mind that so much if it were efficacious, but it turns out that while mammograms have limitations, certainly, thermograms also have limitations. I got to say, we cannot recommend thermography as a way of detecting breast cancer, particularly if you don't use other imaging techniques. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More of Intelligent Medicine coming up in just a moment.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us at 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. And we got a caller, Jill from Middletown. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Doctor. I have a small blood clot on my retina, and I was wondering if I should be taking K2.
Okay. Are you taking a blood thinner?
No.
No. Okay, so this is something that we have to go over quite a lot, not just with lay people like yourself, but with doctors, because when we went to medical school, we learned about vitamin K, and vitamin K is a clotting factor. And so that sounds bad when it comes to a blood clot that's in your retina. But the way that vitamin K works is in the absence of vitamin K, you bleed excessively. And with adequate amounts of vitamin K, you don't bleed excessively. But with a surfeit of vitamin K, even megadosing with vitamin K, it won't cause blood clots. It's kind of a one-way street. It will take you up to normal clotting, but it won't take you beyond that, with one exception. When you're taking the medication warfarin or Coumadin, then the blood thinning effects of Coumadin or warfarin are reversed by vitamin K. But it won't, and there are many people out there who've had, strokes, they've had heart attacks, they've had blood clots in their legs, they've had pulmonary emboli, and like you, they have blood clots in their eyes, and they're afraid to take vitamin K because they think it's going to induce a blood clot, and it won't, except in the circumstance where you're taking prescription medication, Coumadin or warfarin. So vitamin K, of course, has benefits in terms of cardiovascular protection. It actually reduces atherosclerosis. It keeps calcium out of the coronary arteries, and it helps to redirect calcium to your bones where you need it. And it sounds like you are precisely in that demographic, the age group, where you need support in terms of your bones. to prevent osteoporosis. Have you had a bone density?
Yes, I do have osteoporosis.
And that's one of the reasons you're considering vitamin K, because vitamin K, we know, is helpful for bone density. So that, along with other things that support bone. By the way, were we talking about Ostanol earlier as a treatment for osteoarthritis? Originally, it was intended as a treatment for osteoporosis, and there's some good studies showing that that is helpful too. So Ostanol, one of the products that we have up at the drhoffman.com store, you register for full script, and then you have access to all the products that are there. Okay, so thank you for that call. That's a good question. All right, I just want to talk for a moment about fatigue. We're always looking for things that will help patients become more energetic. And, of course, you've got to delve down. You've got to find out if there's a specific cause. Is there a thyroid problem? Is there a low testosterone problem in men? Is there a nutritional deficiency? Is there an infection like Lyme disease or a viral syndrome causing the fatigue? Is there a mitochondrial problem, et cetera, et cetera? But certain supplements specifically target fatigue, and I want to share with you about one of my favorites. It's NT Factor, and it works on the mitochondria, the energy powerhouses of the cells. It repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've seen it work in my practice. NT Factor is available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs with fish oil and probiotics. But many people have their favorite multi or favorite fish oil or favorite probiotic. So you can obtain the benefits of NT Factor alone in a product called Healthy Aging. Healthy Aging provides you with unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without taking it myself. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, so you can order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And here's an item that suggests that women who consume a lot of refined grains when pregnant, yeah, they'll gain a lot of weight. Yeah, they can become diabetic. But according to this study, the children born to women with gestational diabetes, whose diet includes high proportions of refined grains, i.e. pasta, i.e. sugar, i.e. potent sugary juices, white bread, pastry, cookies, and so on, the children born to women with gestational diabetes have a higher risk of obesity by age 7. There's a priming effect in the womb. So when you eat like a house on fire when you're pregnant because you think you have a license to do it because you're pregnant, think about your offspring, because your offspring may be shaped by your dietary habits during pregnancy. It's important to be on a balanced diet with low glycemic index carbs if you include them in your diet during pregnancy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us 877-726-TALK. And while I'm telling you about ways to get in touch with us, there are some other ways to get questions to us. You can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and you won't be live on the air like our next caller, but you will have your question read on the air, and we'll discuss it during weekly Q&A with Layla. It's one of our weekday podcasts, and you can download those podcasts at drhoffman.com. Lots of informative stuff and great interviews at drhoffman.com. You can subscribe on your favorite podcast delivery service, whether it's Stitcher or whether it's via iTunes. You can subscribe and get a daily podcast in your inbox on a regular basis. And one final additional way to get questions to us, you can go to drhoffman.com, and on a Mac or a PC, on the homepage, there's a rectangular box on the right side, and if you click on that box, it'll prompt you to record a question. And that question will be grist for the mill for our weekly radio program. We'll answer some of those questions later today. But we got a live caller from Joan in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Hi, Joan.
Hello, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I have been suffering from deep cracks in my heels, and I also get cracks on my thumbs. I have a slight rash also. My last physical showed that my blood sugar level was up to 120.
That's an important consideration when we're talking about cracks in the skin. So this may be a harbinger of high blood sugar and poor circulation. And while you may not have full-blown diabetes, these are common causes for dry, cracked skin. So, there are a variety of considerations when I see people with, we do a physical exam, we go from head to toe, and, we look at physical signs that sometimes are kind of ignored by conventional doctors because, as long as your heart and lungs are okay, you don't have any abdominal masses or suspicious lymph nodes, abnormalities in your breasts, large prostate. Basically they say, hey, you're okay. But we look very carefully, integrative medicine of the skin, as a sign of overall health and well-being. So other conditions that can lead to dry skin and cracked heels include fungal infections, which are certainly associated with high blood sugar because fungus loves sugar. Vitamin deficiencies could be part of that. Hypothyroidism can lead to dry skin. Various dermatological conditions like atopic dermatitis can be related to that. And these are often allergic in origin. Sometimes they respond to diet modification, getting rid of typical food precipitants like dairy or gluten can help those. Psoriasis, part of that spectrum of skin disorders that can be helped by diet. And certainly essential fatty acid deficiencies can manifest as skin dryness, not enough in the way of omega-3 fatty acids, which you get from fish, and not enough of the omega-6 fatty acids that you get from nuts. There may be a nutritional solution to your problem. If you are looking for some kind of remedy for this. Hey, you're in Wisconsin, right? There's a lot of cows, a lot of dairy cows in Wisconsin.
Yep. Yep.
They have, I noticed this, I was kind of wandering around in the supermarket, as I'm wont to do, and I just sometimes get into a trance and I look at the products on the shelves, and they have a specific treatment for udders. You know, udders become dry and cracked in cows, and based on that technology, you know, these are old-fashioned remedies. They have teat and udder treatments for animals that they sell for human skin. I mean, hey, it works on skin, animal skin, and it also has very healing properties on human skin. So, you know, on the one hand, you can probe for underlying causes. You can improve your diet and optimize your blood sugar, which should help your skin, maybe get rid of some foods that are food precipitants, take a lot of omega-3 fatty acids and maybe some borage oil, which is a great source of skin moisturizing GLA from borage oil. But you can also get some of these products that are sold to humans. I think, you know, just go to a regular drugstore and, you know, wander up and down the aisles and you'll see skin moisturizing and healing products. And there's, you know, a variety of products that are based on what they give to cows for udder cracking. Okay? Check it out. Pretty likely you'll find that in the state of Wisconsin, which is a major dairy state. Thank you for your call. I just want to mention that if you listen to the spot earlier, there's an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure, such a common problem. And, of course, blood pressure medications are effective, but you always pay a price. There's, you know, invariably side effects associated with the blood pressure medication. Now, important to control blood pressure. Don't go without your medications if you need them. But if you want a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, please check out the Zona Plus. It's a high-tech smart device. It's based on GRIP, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. You don't have to have a iron grip to make this work. It's calibrated to your individual strength. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks, and that might just do the trick for your high blood pressure, or at least reduce your dependency on multiple meds, maybe get it down to one or two. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And there's a special deal. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Check it out at tryzona.com. Okay. So there's a new edict from the American Academy of Pediatrics. And I'll bet you anything that a sizable percentage of parents are not adhering to these guidelines, may not even be aware of them. The American Academy of Pediatrics has now warned against giving fruit juice to children under the age of one. No fruit juice, zero tolerance for fruit juice. Now you'd think, well, fruit juice, oh, it's a healthy thing for kids. You know, sometimes parents pacify kids with fruit juice. It's what's called bottle propping. It's like give the kid a bottle of fruit juice and let him chill out, sucking down that healthy OJ or pear juice or what have you. But the American Academy of Pediatrics rightly recognizes that fruit juice has a high sugar content, which can increase the risk of cavities in kids, and especially when you bottle prop, when the kids swish that stuff around in their mouths, hold it there, it can promote the growth of dental caries. But also, fruit juice is just a lot of sugar without any protein or fiber, and it could lead to inappropriate weight gain, set the kid up for obesity. Ounce for ounce, OJ is perfectly equivalent to a sugar-sweetened soda in terms of the number of calories. So in their official statement, the pediatricians say fruit juice offers no nutritional benefits over whole fruit for infants and kids. Yeah, whole fruit, fine, okay? But at least you get the fiber. And, you know, how many oranges can you eat at one sitting, especially if you're a little kid? Well, you can drink a whole bottle of orange juice, and that may be the concentrate of four or five oranges right there. And that's a lot of additional calories. So they say kids under 6 years old should drink no more than a cup of juice per day. However, about a third of young children drink at least twice that. They say it's a big problem, especially in low-income families. Maybe ignorance prevails. But, yeah, fruit juice is a calorie bomb. And I have to say that I personally avoid fruit juice. I eat fresh fruit all the time. But, you know, maybe on a vacation, somebody will set a glass of fresh squeezed orange juice down in front of me and I'll have it. But it's more the exception than the rule. And a lot of people think, well, that's the best source of vitamin C. But actually, there's more vitamin C in a green pepper or a head of broccoli than in concentrated fruit juice. So let's get the word out. Parents, grandparents, zero tolerance for fruit juice for kids under the age of one. And I think that that's it's high time that we highlight that advice to parents. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK for this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I see here a whole bunch of entries when I Google it. Can udder cream be used on humans? There's a whole bunch of articles. You know, one person writes, I use this thing on my horses and it's great for my cracked heels due to diabetes. So there are some beneficial ingredients in there that tend to moisturize and heal dry skin. Another thing I like to use on dry skin is Manuka cream. It's very helpful. Also, coconut oil is a wonderful application for dry skin. It also has antifungal properties, antibacterial properties, can be very helpful, and it has a nice aroma. All right, let's take a call now from Lisa in Detroit, Michigan. Her number is 877-726-TALK. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing okay. Dr. Hoffman, I'm 68 years old, and I was told that I have fibromyalgia. I think I was diagnosed around 5 or 6 years ago. And the only thing that I've taken for it, when I really need to take something, is meloxicam. and I only take it maybe like for a few days or even a week, and then
right.
I get off of it to see if I feel better, because I don't like to take...
That's an NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then my doctor, she wanted me to try something else, amitriptyline.
Okay.
But I know that makes you gain a lot of weight, and I told her, no way.
You can gain weight with it. It's an old-fashioned antidepressant, and it's good for nerve pain. It might help to make you drowsy, sleep better, possibly, but you tend to get hungover, and it can cause weight gain. It certainly can do that.
I wonder if there's anything else that I can take for it.
I want to turn you on to a book by Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, and he's got a website. It's called endfatigue.com, and it's about chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. But, you know, there's a lot to it because there are many different flavors and shades of fibromyalgia. Sometimes fibromyalgia can be pure and simple a thyroid problem. Sometimes there's a dietary issue. Sleep is often an issue in fibromyalgia, and optimizing sleep can be an issue. And sometimes we use natural products, sometimes even, you know, small doses of medication to optimize sleep. Some people consider fibromyalgia a mitochondrial problem. You know, the mitochondria are not generating enough energy, and the muscles become easily fatigued and sore. So we use things like NT factor and coenzyme Q10 and nicotinamide riboside, carnitine, ribose, to rev up the mitochondria. There's even some relationship to magnesium deficiency, to vitamin D deficiency. Certainly we need to check B12. I mean, I'm trying to simplify it, but it's not that simple. We see many fibromyalgia patients, and we kind of do some detective work as to, you know, what is the underlying cause of their flavor of fibromyalgia. You know, different strokes for different folks. So in terms of things worth trying, you know, I mentioned certain supplements that are worth taking. Certainly magnesium is beneficial for many fibromyalgia sufferers. Essential fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids can be helpful. But it's actually useful to pin down a cause, see if you can address the cause, you know, whether it's hormone deficiency, thyroid deficiency, fix that. And often fibromyalgia patients feel better. Also, when it comes to diet, since there's an inflammatory component to this, maybe try a paleo diet, like the Whole30 diet, for a month or two and see if your symptoms abate. They often do. Those are some of the considerations. An anti-inflammatory herb, curcumin, can provide relief for some people. Toe-to-toe with drugs like meloxicam, it seems to work as well with less in the way of side effects. So taking lots of curcumin, maybe 2 capsules twice daily of something like Mareva, might relieve your inflammatory pain. That might be part of the equation for you. Okay, so give it a shot. Check out Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum's treatment protocol for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome at endfatigue.com, because he's one of the world's experts on fibromyalgia. We've had him as a guest frequently here on Intelligent Medicine. All right. This item, does consuming low-fat dairy increase the risk of Parkinson's disease? Well, you know, dairy can be associated with allergies, okay, but Parkinson's disease is not an allergy. Dairy might be associated with certain cancers. There seems to be an association with prostate cancer. Dairy was exonerated when it came to heart disease. High-fat dairy is okay. Check this one out. Consuming at least 3 servings of low-fat dairy a day is associated with a greater risk of developing Parkinson's disease compared to consuming less than 1 serving per day, according to a very large study. This is in the June 7th, 2017 online issue of Neurology, which is the chief medical journal for neurologists in the United States and around the world. Now, to further substantiate this link, drinking more than 1 serving of low-fat or skim milk per day is associated with a greater risk of developing Parkinson's disease compared to drinking less than 1 serving per week. So it's 3 per day increases the risk compared to 1 per day, and One per day increases the risk compared to less than one serving per week. So there really seems to be what's called a dose-response relationship to low-fat dairy. What about full-fat dairy? They then looked at whether full-fat dairy as whole milk was associated with the risk of Parkinson's disease, and there was no association. But again, those who consumed at least three servings of low-fat dairy a day had a 34% greater chance of developing Parkinson's than people who consumed less than one serving per day. The researchers have no clue as to why this might be. It's unclear what the mechanism is for this, or even if it's not just a coincidence. But the overall conclusions of the studies were that frequent consumption of dairy products are associated with an increased risk of Parkinson's disease. So this, of course, has to be further corroborated with additional studies. But it is thought-provoking. And when it comes to Parkinson's, there are a variety of supplements that can be beneficial, coenzyme Q10, nicotinamide riboside, things that help to support the energy production within the brain that is waning because of damage to the part of the brain that produces dopamine, a nutritional support with brain supportive nutrients may play a role in this, help many of our Parkinson's patients. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us, 877-726-8255, in the next hour. We've got another hour to go of health information on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.